Now they have the deepfakes, which is the way they can actually make it appear to be a certain actor or a person, but it's not, with all the video enhancing.
They can take
creepy.
They can take a dead person like Tupac or what's her name? Princess Leia, the actress?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
And they can make an entire movie, and if you didn't know that they were dead, you wouldn't even be able to tell.
Like, so if you want to see Tupac or Elvis Presley perform at Coachella, you can.
And you know, it's going to happen. And the other thing is, the scary part is they can take world leaders. They can take Putin, a Trump, a somebody, and make them say something.
And then everybody thinks it's real.
Put it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
They already do fake stories, around the wrap around the audio and the video, and you don't know the difference.
Oh, dude, I'm watching one right now. They put Jim Carrey's face on Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
That's the one, yeah.
It's like perfect.
Right? It's scary.
Jordan Peele did the one with Obama and released the fake Obama video, and everybody thought it was really Obama.
There's no difference.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing at all.
Deepfakes, or realistic-looking fake videos and audio, gained popularity as a means of adding famous actresses into porn scenes. Despite bans on major websites, they remain easy to make and find.
Yeah.
That's so scary. So eventually, actors are going to be replaced, and then I hear they might reboot classic movies with these deepfakes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's all about how much material that you can feed the AI. So that's why if you grab something from news or from C-SPAN, there's enough material already out there to recreate any politician.
That's,
have them say whatever you want.
That's just scary.
New advances in science could mean that actors will be replaced by technology. And now all the classic movies are being rebooted with Siri.
What?
Like The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. But these great deals I found on the web.
And The Wizard of Oz.
I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Rerouting.
And let's not forget Star Wars.
I am your father.
All right, calling Darth Vader.
And the beloved classic, Gone with the Wind.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I didn't get that.
And of course, the unforgettable musical, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain.
There is actually only 20% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature at 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Movies with Siri. Coming to your screens sooner than you think.
Rick Stacy.